Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of the Someone Cares Ministry broadcast. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to encourage you, get your Bible, get your notepad. We're getting ready to go back into teaching leading up to the righteousness of Christ and the righteousness Christ will judge. I want to show you the difference between Christ's righteousness and the righteousness Christ will judge. What is the righteousness of Christ? When the Bible talks about the righteousness of Christ, the Bible is simply talking about the standard that God gave in the earth that is called righteous. And that standard was his 10 commandments. I want to show you that when God stepped out on Mount Sinai and he gave those 10 commandments, that was his righteous standard that he established in the earth. And I want to follow all the way through to the New Testament and show you that the righteousness of Christ in the New Testament was really Christ living all the Father's commandments. And now when you get born again, you're born of these commandments, which is called the New Covenant. And when you walk in these commandments and live them out, that is the righteousness of Christ. So I want to let the scriptures prove that, because when we talk about the righteousness of Christ, we need to know what the Bible is saying. All right, Matthew 4, verse 4. The Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. When you go back to the Old Testament and look that quote up, do you not know that God was talking about the words that came out of his mouth on Mount Sinai when he gave those 10 commandments and added no more? God gave them 10 commandments to keep. They broke those 10 commandments, and because they broke those 10 commandments, God gave them a Mosaic law, which they had to keep 490 years. And those 490 years, as they operated under that Mosaic law, it was a punishment for breaking 10 laws. The 10 laws of God is the only 10 laws God had in mind, because the Bible said he gave them 10 laws and added no more. But because of their rebellion and disobedience, they broke those 10 laws and they had to live under that Mosaic law. Now, after 490 years, the Bible tells us when the fullness of time was come, God sent his son. Jesus came, and when he died on that cross, he ended the Mosaic law. The Bible said he abolished those laws in his flesh, and he died for the sin of the world. He ended sin and brought in everlasting righteousness, and he established a new covenant in his blood. Glory to God. And that new covenant is God putting those laws within every born again person. So God used the same laws. The same laws still exist. And so when Jesus came out, quote him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, he was talking about those 10 laws that God spoke out of his mouth. And when you see Jesus in John 17, verse 17, praying, he said, Father, sanctify them through thy truth. And he said, thy word is truth. He's making reference to the word that came out of God's mouth. We know that God said a lot of other things, but the standard is the 10 commandments. Glory to God. And even in Jesus' temptation, all three temptations, Satan was tempting him to break God's commandment. Satan said, fall down and worship me. Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Well, where do you think Jesus quoted that from? He quoted that from the 10 commandments. The first commandment is, I am the Lord your God who delivered you out of the land of Egypt. You shall have no other gods before me. That came out of God's mouth. Satan was trying to tempt Jesus along the lines of the 10 commandments. The 10 commandments, if you read the New Testament, they're all over the New Testament. All the epistles was made up of the 10 commandments. If you read the Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 19, Paul said, circumcision is nothing, but the commandments of God is what we need to adhere to. I want you to go look at it and read it in other translations if you like to. Go read it for yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 19. Now, I want to show you that the commandments of God is the righteousness of God. That's what I want to set out to prove to you in this teaching. If you go to Exodus chapter 20, and you read verse 1 down to verse 20, you will see that the Bible starts out by saying, and God spake all these words, saying. Then he began to lay out all of these commandments, and you'll find that it was 10 commandments in what God said. Now, when you look at verse 20, notice what it says. It says, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not." When God gave those 10 laws, those 10 laws was deep enough, broad enough, and simple enough to govern and be the boundary for the faith of God throughout all the ages. Those 10 commandments, when he spoke them, is the basis for all righteousness. Amen. And if you stayed within those 10 commandments, you would not sin. Sin came as a result of breaking God's commandments. In the New Testament, the Apostle John says, "He that sinned transgress also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." He's talking about the law of God. The law of God is the 10 commandments. The laws of Moses is the 600 and some laws called the Mosaic Law. God separated the two. God was the one wrote the 10 commandments. Moses wrote all the 600 and some laws and commandments. He did not let Moses write them the first time. Neither did he let him write them the second time. When you study the scripture, you'll find Moses wrote 10 of the 10 commandments, which was an explanation. He did not write the 10 commandments the first time nor the second time. The reason God did it that way is he wanted his laws different from the Mosaic Law, because he knew that one day he would end the Mosaic Law, but he was going to come back to his 10 laws that he was going to establish in our hearts called the New Covenant. So if you look at Exodus, and you find out when he gave those 10 commandments, he said, "I gave them that you would fear me and that you would sin not." There is no sin if you stay within these 10 commandments after you're born again. Glory to God. Now, these people in the Old Testament were not born again. And God said, "Oh, that there was a heart in them that they should obey my words." But then he promised that he was going to give them a new heart, give them a new spirit, and that they would be able to keep his statutes, and that's called the New Covenant. Now, I want you to look at some verses with me. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. The Bible said, "And hereby we do know that we know him," watch this, "if we keep his commandments." These verses are telling us in the New Testament, if you don't keep God's commandments, you don't know him. That's what the Bible is saying. Now, anybody that don't agree with this, you're going to have to disagree with the scriptures. Hallelujah. Now, 1 John chapter 2, verse 4, look at what it says. "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Now, the reason he said the truth is not in him, because the commandments is the truth. Hallelujah. So when Jesus said in John 17:17, "Lord, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth," the word he's talking about is the words that he spoke, which is the 10 commandments. And from those 10 commandments came all other words of God, came all other righteousness. Look at Hebrews chapter 5. The Apostle Paul said, he said, "We have many things to say unto you, but you can't bear them now because you have need of milk." And he was talking about the 10 commandments. He called the 10 commandments milk. He said, "You have need of milk, which be the first principles of the oracles of God." The oracles of God is dealing with the 10 commandments. Whenever you see oracles, he's talking about those 10 lively oracles spoken out of his mouth on Mount Sinai. Amen. And when you read the New Testament and you read it correctly, glory to God, those apostles based those epistles and their teachings on these commandments. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read this again. 1 John 2, verse 4. "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar." The Bible is calling you a liar if you don't keep God's commandments. And the truth is not in you. Glory to God. Look at 2 John chapter 1, starting at verse 6. "And this is love, that we walk after his commandments." Look at that. He's still talking about the commandments. "This is the commandment that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it." When he speak the word commandment as a singular word, he's talking about those 10 commandments being summed up in love, because those 10 commandments really can be summed up in one commandment called love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Glory to God. It's really love. That's what it is. So let me start over. "And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that you have heard from the beginning. You should walk in it. For many," now watch what the Bible said, "for many deceivers are entered into the world." Many deceivers, people preaching, people's are teaching, and don't really know what the righteousness of God is. The righteousness of God is the Ten Commandments, and the Ten Commandments were summed up in a new covenant that he said, I'm going to write my laws in your heart. That's what the new covenant is. We'll get to that, hopefully. Glory to God. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. He's talking about the covenant, because when you're born again, Jesus Christ comes to live in the flesh and establish in your flesh and in your heart a new covenant. It says, this is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourself that you lose not those things which you have wrought, but that you receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ. Now, the doctrine of Christ can be found in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, especially Matthew chapter 5. The doctrine of Christ is the doctrine he taught. He taught the Beatitudes, and in those Beatitudes, he specifically said, if any man break the least of these commandments and shall teach men to do so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of God. And he explained those commandments. He said, the law said, thou shalt not kill. But he said, I say, if you hate your brother, you're killing. He said, the law says, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say, if you lust in your heart, you committed adultery. Now, he's using those same Ten Commandments and bringing the explanation of them to you in his teaching. And that's the doctrine of Christ. And this is the doctrine John is telling us about. The Apostle John says again, whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. Look at verse 10. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not in your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partakers of his evil deeds. I know there's a lot of teaching in the church, and I know this teaching sound foreign, but it's foreign because somebody has went away from the scriptures. These are the scriptures I'm teaching you, and the Bible simply telling you, when you hear a doctrine and when you hear teaching that take you away from what these apostles are teaching, the Bible says you are partakers of their evil deeds. Anybody telling you that you don't have to keep these commandments, you don't have to live them no more, they are not in the New Testament, they are not in the scripture, that is a deceiver and an antichrist. And the Bible said, if you bid them Godspeed, you're partakers of their evil deeds. I want you to go check it out. I want you to go try the spirit on me, try the spirit of this teaching, try and search these scriptures. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved, and you're going to find this is what the word of God is saying. Hallelujah. I pray you hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. There's a lot of false teaching in the world. You have the Grace Revolution lying to the country. You have dual cross messages lying to the country. But when you go check the Bible out, these are the scriptures I'm teaching, and these scriptures are going to judge us in the last day. Any teacher, any preacher coming out telling you can't live without sin, you're going to always have skeletons in your closet, and all of their messages filled with sin, those messages did not come from God. These are antichrist messages, and the Bible said in the latter time many going to depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I'm telling you, anything apart from these scriptures are no more than doctrines of devils. Now go try these scriptures yourself and study to show yourself approved. Hallelujah. Hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Let's move on. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. Watch this. It says, for if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, notice Jesus Christ have to be your Savior. And when he's your Savior, you've escaped the pollution that's in the world. It says they are again entangled therein. See, so these are people who backslide, get entangled again. And the Bible said, and the latter end is worse than the beginning. Look at verse 21 and look at it closely. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. I want you to pay attention to what the scripture said. It said these people were once saved and they got entangled again. Now this verse said it would be better for them to have not known the way of righteousness. Now in this same verse, he's going to explain to you what the way of righteousness is. Let me read it again. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. The way of righteousness is the holy commandment. The holy commandment is the commandment that God gave on Mount Sinai. And Jesus came and simplified those commandments by saying, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. There was a young man came to Jesus and he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus told him, keep the commandments. Why do you think Jesus told him to keep the commandments? He told him to keep the commandments simply because these commandments is the new covenant that God will put in your heart when you're born again and born of his spirit. Hallelujah. And for anybody who teach that nobody has ever kept the commandments and nobody can keep the commandments, well, let me show you some Old Testament saints who kept them before they was born again. Look at St. Luke chapter 1, verse 6. The Bible said, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments, plural, and ordinances of the Lord and blameless. I'm going to back up and show you who it was. The Bible says in verse 5, and we'll go back to verse 6, Luke 1, verse 5 and 6. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias, and of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Now look at verse 6 again. And they were both righteous. Watch what made them righteous. Before God, walking in all, A-L-L, the commandments, plural, and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. These were Old Testament people walking in all the commandments. Now, when you're born again, if you claim you can't keep God's commandments, you make the word of God of none effect by your lies and by your tradition. Glory to God. I only teach this because this is the word of truth coming to you to bring correction to your heart, because I want you to make heaven your home, and God is not willing that you should perish. Glory to God. We need to check out what we've been taught, because a lot of things we've been taught, glory to God, did not come from the Spirit of God. Check it out by these scriptures. Glory to God. Now let's move on. In these verses, we just prove where the way of righteousness is equal to the commandments that was delivered unto them. Look at 2 John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth. Now he's talking about the truth. Now he's going to explain to you what the truth is. And not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. Look at verse 2. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Now he's talking about the everlasting covenant. Now the covenant is, I'm going to put my laws in your heart. The laws that he's going to put in your heart is the Ten Commandments that we're born of when we're saved. Glory to God. It's the same Ten Commandments that was written on stone. But when they was written on stone, it was an administration of death because they didn't keep them. Many of them didn't keep them simply because they had a hardened heart. Amen. And refused to keep them. But there was some read in the book of Luke that chose to keep them and deny themselves. They were not born again yet. But by faith, God preserved them and kept them in paradise until the time the Son of God would come and give them entry into glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he's talking about the truth that's going to be with us forever. Now, I want to go on to prove to you that that's the 10 laws of God. Isaiah 61, which is a sum total of the gospel. When Jesus came out and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he sent me to preach the gospel, he took his quote from Isaiah 61. And so Isaiah 61 is a representation of the entire gospel of Jesus Christ that he was going to preach. The gospel is not just the cross and the blood, but it includes the cross, it includes the blood, it includes the resurrection, it includes the teachings of Jesus, it includes the ascension, it includes the returning of the Lord, it includes the day of vengeance. That's the gospel. And the good news is that you can be born again and brought into God's kingdom, and now you can live like King's kids. Glory to God. And I'm talking about walking in the Spirit, free from sin. And that's the good news of the kingdom of God. And Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Amen. And the kingdom of God is that you can be born again and brought into the kingdom as a result of what Jesus did and living by what he taught. Don't just buy who he is and what he did, but then believe that you don't have to do what he say. Not so. You have to do what he say. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Luke 6:46. You have to obey Jesus Christ once you're born again. And that's called working out your salvation with fear and trembling, Philippians 2, verse 12. Yes, it's God in you to will and to do, but that's in your spirit. It's in your soul you have to choose to do. Glory to God. Let's move on. Isaiah 61, verse 8. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth. He's talking about his Ten Commandments. Let's keep reading. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. That everlasting covenant is the new covenant. Look at Jeremiah 31, 31. The Bible said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Glory to God. Look at verse 32. It says, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand and to bring them out of the land of Egypt. Now, that's when he brought them out of Egypt and he met Moses on Mount Sinai, and the children of Israel heard his voice, and he gave them 10 commandments and spoke and told them, this is what you do and you will not sin. Glory to God. Exodus 20 reveals that. Verse 20. Amen. And so he said, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. Now look at what Jeremiah said. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. This is the new covenant. He's talking about taking his same 10 laws, putting them in your heart, and that's what the new birth is. Let's go to the new covenant in Hebrews chapter 10 and see, can we see that? Verse 14, beginning at verse 14. For by one offering has he perfected forever them that are sanctified. That's the offering of his body and the shedding of his blood. He sanctified us forever. But now watch what he did. He had to shed his blood to purchase this covenant, but the covenant is the Ten Commandments in your heart. His blood purchased that covenant. And for those that teach that Jesus himself is the covenant, that's got a slight twist in it. Jesus Christ himself shed his blood to cut the covenant, but the Ten Commandments was made with the 10 laws of God that was written in our hearts when we got born again. So don't let someone put a slant in there. Be careful and study to show yourself approved unto God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Let's start over. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. This is the new covenant. Glory to God. And the Bible said this is going to be an everlasting covenant. And that's what the Apostle John was saying, that this covenant going to be with us forever. I want you to read Romans 3, verse 1 down to verse 7, and you'll see where God calls the oracles of God the faith of God. So when we see the faith of Jesus Christ, the faith of God, the righteousness of God, you are literally talking about the 10 laws of God, the 10 commandments, the new covenant written in our hearts. When you go to Romans chapter 3, verse 22, it says, even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all of them that believe, for there is no difference. Glory to God. Now, look at John 14, 15. The Bible said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus telling you to keep his commandments. That's why he came to teach and bring in the righteousness of Christ, which is the commandments of God. Jesus kept all the Father's commandment. And when we're born again, that is the righteousness we receive in this new covenant. Amen. So the righteousness of God is the Ten Commandments. And to think is something else mean that you're going against the scriptures. Matthew 5, verse 17, starting at verse 17. Look at Jesus teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. It says, think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophet. He's talking about the laws of God. And if you read the context, he explained these laws, because he make reference to thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, and things of that nature. That's the Ten Commandments. Again, he said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Now he's going to tell you what he meant by fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. He's saying it is not going to pass until you fulfill it. He fulfilled it. Now you got to fulfill it. And that is the righteousness he's going to judge at the judgment seat of Christ. All right, verse 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one, if you break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men, so he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. That's why I warn any of my brothers and sisters in the ministry, please don't teach against the commandments of God, because the Bible says if you break one and then you teach men to break them, you're going to be called least in the kingdom. So please repent, because there's a message in the country saying you don't have to keep God's commandments, have nothing to do with them. We're not under law. We're under grace. No, we're not under the Mosaic law, but we are still under the laws of God. Why? Because they are in us, because this is the covenant I will make with them in those days. I will put my laws in their heart. God put his laws in our hearts, and that is the new covenant. Let me finish reading. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. God will call you great if you teach his commandments. And that's what Jesus is teaching us. For I say unto you that except your righteousness, Y-O-U-R, not Jesus' righteousness, but yours, now that you've been made righteous by Christ and by his blood and by his sacrifice in the new birth, now except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, look at what Jesus say, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. You're not going to heaven if you break God's commandment. Now I'm going to give you a couple of verses that's going to validate that as I close. Watch John 15 and 10. The Bible said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Watch this. Jesus said, if you keep my commandment, you shall abide in my love. Jesus kept the Father's commandments. And he said, if you keep my commandments, because what he did is he summed it up in the commandment called love. Love God, love others. So he said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Watch this. Even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So he said, you have to keep his commandments, and he tell you how to keep them, even as he kept his Father's commandment. Last verse, Revelation 22, verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter into the gates, into the city. So any cross message that tell you you don't have to keep God's commandment, any grace message that tell you that God don't see your sins, he see you through the blood, any sin message that telling you you can live in sin and you can't stop sinning, these are liars and the Antichrist spirit that the Bible prophesied and said that would come. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 says again, in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. It is doctrines of devils that tell you you don't have to keep God's commandments. These commandments have been placed in our hearts. And when you are born again, you will do this book. Glory to God. And any message telling you you don't have to do them, that is a deceiver and an antichrist. God bless you. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. I want you to go to our website. You can get our phone number, the times of our services at our church. We worship at Refuge Temple Ministry right here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, under the leadership of the Chief Apostle Bishop Wendell Archer. I am the local pastor and the apostle of the house, glory to God, but we work our ministry under the Chief Apostle Bishop Wendell Archer. You go to our website and you'll see a link to all the Refuge churches and in the states and in the cities, and you'll see our phone number. We meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. and every Sunday night at 7 p.m. and we also meet Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We would love to see your face in the place. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you. We thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.